Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, Le Cordon Green. It is right here at the Big Green Egg headquarters and corporate offices. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of it, if you're anywhere in or not near or around the Atlanta area, it would be right inside of 85. It's on 85, right inside of 285. ITP in the hip vernacular of inside the perimeter. So it's barely inside the perimeter, but it's just to the right off of 85. You can see the Big Green Egg towering above I-85. It's a great place to come. If you've not been here, it's got a great retail center. In fact, the Igniter is in there, and we're very excited about that. And, Chef Eric, I was given a demo on it today by our good friend Jonathan, who's, gosh, he's been here for like 7 or 8 years. What it is, it's an electric lighter for your egg. But what it does, eggheads are always looking for new innovative ways to fire up their lump charcoal. And because it's hardwood, they have found torches. One's called a loofer torch.
Yeah.
And it's got a big, I don't know how you'd call it, big metal end about an inch and a half on the end. And it's about 3 inches long. And it's connected to propane. They kick that sucker on and light it. It's for welding and torching and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then they have a smaller version where it doesn't have the cone around it. It's just the, long story short, it's quick ways to light the hardwood. Big Green Egg came up with the Igniter. And what it does is it's electric, but it takes about 30 seconds to come to temperature. But then what it does is it has a slight fan on it. And so they hold it to the charcoal so it doesn't cause a shower of sparks, but it lights the charcoal in within about 45 seconds to a minute. You've got, with the wind blowing on it, you've got a beautiful fire going in a minute.
Really?
And then, if you want to kick it up, it's got another button to kick the blower up and turn the heat element off so you can put the blower right on it, fan it, and make it grow. It is absolutely amazing, and it's under $100. And they just literally came out with them this week. We're going to be one of the first people to have them. I'm very excited about the Igniter.
It sounds exceptional.
Really? You just had to one egg me?
I did.
All right. Sorry. Anyway, when we last left you, you had a chance to hear from Kim Youngblood. Kim and Jenny Youngblood are kind of icons in the North Georgia egger community and in eggheads around the world. Kim and Jenny are both retired now, and they travel to all the egg festivals just about all around the country. 4 or 5 of them in Florida and Louisiana. Now they're going up to Niagara Falls. It's quite extraordinary. They're excellent adventures. But we are here at Le Cordon Green, and Chef Eric, you have something. And you know what? It's one of those smells that when you smell it, you know absolutely what it is because it has that unique chorizo-type smell. Right. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, exactly. I'm
exactly. You stop it.
Doing some Mexican chorizo, as well as some mild Italian sausage. What we're doing is we're browning that off. Now, what we're going to be making is our little taco cups. So the taco cups are...
Are these going to be real cups, or are these going to be like your nasty broccoli cups?
Well, what do you mean by true cups?
Is this like, going to have a cup? You know, when someone tells me a cup, I expect it to be a cup.
Like a tweel.
I don't know. Like
a tweel?
Yeah, a filled cup. Okay. Not. Well, anyway, I digress.
All right. Yes, this will be. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to take some tortillas.
Some what?
Tortillas.
Down here, son, we call them tortillas.
Tortillas?
Yes.
Tortillas. The harina.
Yeah.
Flour. Tortillas, and I'm going to take about 6 of them. Now, there's 8 in the bag. Maybe that's 7.
So that means you got 2 left.
Might be 7. I don't know.
Just.
And I'm going to take them off, square them all off, and we're going to cut this, basically cut it square. So we're going to take the round edges off. You want to lose as little, obviously, the tortilla as you can. So we're kind of, it's kind of square. That's fine. Now, we're using large tortillas. That's important.
And when you're saying large, is that how they're called on the bag?
Yeah.
Or is there a size like 10-inch, 12-inch?
That's a good question. What do they say? I mean, they're usually like burrito for burritos or something.
Okay.
Tortilla casera. No, I don't see it. Anyway, you'll see them. They're the biggest ones there other than like the home wrecker burrito style things. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to cut this square into fourths. So we've got like a little, almost like a wonton size. Okay, and you could probably even use a wonton for it. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to go back to my beef that I'm browning off here.
Well, I got an important culinary question for you.
Sure.
Where do they make chorizo better, in Mexico or in Argentina?
It's totally different. Chorizo in Argentina it means sausage. I mean, all chorizo means is sausage. So in Argentina, we do sausage, and this is sort of like something else. I don't know.
Oh, spoken like a true Argentinian snob.
Anyway.
Now, Bob might question that, but I don't know.
No. Actually, I love, as you know, I love cooking with Mexican chorizo. It's the paprika and all that.
And the oil from the chorizo flavors so many things. It's like bacon oil, chorizo oil, for eggs, for a multitude of things are just absolutely superior. Yep. Scrambled eggs made with chorizo, and then the oil drizzled across the top. Man, it's almost as good as having crystal hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Mexicans know what they're doing.
That's I hope I didn't start a border war here.
You may have. All right, so next thing is I'm going to take taco seasoning.
Yes.
I'm going to take a taco seasoning thing. Are you trying to stir up the pot?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm not going to put all that in there. But standard taco seasoning, we're going to mix that in. What I've done is I've taken the meat out of the pan and left behind as much of the oil as I can because there's still plenty in here. You don't want it to be
dry.
Yeah, you don't want it to be dry, but you also don't want it to be too oily. Okay, let me check my
recipe. Your what?
I actually have a recipe. What? Well, what I've done, I've taken to writing them down as I walk around. So,
talent in and of itself.
Now, I got a can of diced tomatoes.
Have you ever tried to fire roasted? Those are awesome.
Yeah. I almost got the fire roasted. But
did you? So you could use the fire roasted.
Sure, absolutely.
This.
And now I'm also going to take some Hatch green chilies. Take a 4-ounce little can, mix that in.
Oh, man, that just looks so good. Colorful.
Yeah.
Delicious. No broccoli.
No broccoli to be found.
It's beautiful. And see, you said I don't like any green vegetable. What color are the Hatch chilies?
Well, they're sort of a light green, maybe.
Yeah, yes. And is that considered a what? A pepper, which is considered a veg. I win.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
I'm not going to say it. All right.
I'm ready to put beans in it and crackers. I'm ready to go right there.
No, we're not ready for that yet. So
okay.
What we're going to do, I got to remember this here. Hang on one second.
I'll take one for the team.
Okay. Will you taste it for the team?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So I'm going to start with one layer of the tortilla.
Thank you.
Start with one layer of the tortilla in each one of the cups, okay? So it's going to sort of line the bottom of it. What is that?
Never mind, you're working.
What is that?
I don't know, but it looks so good. It looks like it's cherry.
Okay. So some like sort of pastry thing. So you're just going to eat while I work, is that?
Yeah, okay. Basically it.
Typically the case. All right, so this little taco cup is going to come in two layers. We're going to start with the first layer of meat and cheese once we fill this up here. So, again, I'm using one of these 12-cup muffin tins. And you want to get a good heavy-duty one of these at the store. Don't use the real thin ones, because if you're going to put it on the egg, it's going to be able to take the heat. Okay, and now one more of the taco cups. All right.
Here, there's one little piece left for you. It is absolutely delicious.
I'll do it in a second.
Okay.
All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take some of our taco mixture, and I'm going to put that, a little bit of it inside the cup. It ends up being probably about a tablespoon on the bottom of the cup.
And while Chef Eric is finishing that up, we'll remind you, we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, the only live international radio cooking show that takes you and yours on that culinary journey each and every week to places far and away, like Le Cordon Green, Big Green Egg Culinary Center right here in beautiful Hotlanta, Georgia, baby. We'll be right back with Chef Eric.